Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
We have breaking news for you on The Savage Nation that has not appeared anywhere in the United States or America, or the world. As you could tell, I'm so upset right now, I'm having trouble forming a word. The vermin of the left, who call themselves Democrats, the groups called Black Lives Matter Bay Area, Anti-Police Terror Project, the Mexican hate groups, have blocked Donald Trump from leaving his airplane on the tarmac in San Francisco. They chain themselves together with those pipes as taught to them by the verminous left-wing professors in Berkeley. I can name them if you'd like. I'd like to give you their home addresses, but I won't do that. They put those pipes on their arms and not letting Trump off the airplane. Is this the country that you want to live in? Is this what the values are of the Mexicans and the Black Lives Matter groups? Hate has no place in the democratic process, said Kat Brooks, an activist and organizer. Whoever it is said, black communities and all communities of color deserve a democracy that respects our vote, our vision, and our values. All I can say is some values, some vision. We have fascism in America today. The funding is, in my opinion, traced all the way back to an emigre from Romania who sits up in his towers in New York and funds all of these left-wing fascist groups to steal our democracy itself under the guise of democracy itself. I could ask you a question, but I'll tell you no lies. I don't need to ask you a question to tell you the truth. The city of San Francisco will not even let the SFPD move these vermin away from the airplane. The city of San Francisco is a fascist dictatorship controlled by the most corrupt politicians in American history. They have robbed the treasury blind. They have fed their relatives with fat contracts. They have stolen billions in solar contracts. And they control the peace like it's the police, as though the police are their private fascist army. They won't let the cops remove protesters who are preventing a presidential candidate from appearing at a hotel. That's the city of San Francisco. That's the city of love. That's the city they pride themselves on of being progressive. Let me tell you something. I'm a student of history. I know how this ends. It doesn't end well for them. Oh, I'm not worried about our side. I'd be very worried for their side because right now they're running wild in the streets like there's no one to oppose them. But I read reports of bikers for Trump. I read reports of truckers for Trump. And I will tell you, I see real problems on the horizon for these left-wing vermin who think that no one's going to stand up to them. They've gotten away with murder. Here you have Mexicans waving Mexican flags in America saying, Trump die, Trump die, we want our rights. My friends, we are facing a civil war. I wrote a book a year ago entitled Stop the Coming Civil War. People said to me, you should take the word stop off it. I said, no, I want to put the word stop on it. I tried to stop the coming civil war. I tried to reason with the vermin on the left. I tried to reason with the George Soros haters of America. And my reason got me nowhere. And now we face the reality of today. Where this ends, I don't know. Donald Trump is a presidential candidate. Whether you love him or hate him is irrelevant. What's relevant is that he should be permitted to speak. Otherwise, we descend into the chaos of the filthy third world that none of us want to be dragged into. Is that the world you want to live in? The world that they fled? The world that they ran from? That's the world you want them to bring here? Now you understand what the revolution is in America. You can see it clearly with your own eyes. Now, Donald Trump is scheduled to be on this program, The Michael Savage Show, sometime today. I don't know if they're going to be able to get off that airplane because the cowardly police are listening to the fascist police chief, who is listening to the fascist mayor, who is telling the cowardly SFPD not to remove the protesters who are blocking Donald Trump from exiting his airplane. That's the city I live in. That's the city by the bay. That's the city of love. That's the city of hypocrisy. That's San Francisco. And that's the opening to the Savage Nation. Now let's have some music as I collect my thoughts and gather my ideas and pull together my stories for Rock and Roll Friday on the Savage Nation. If you get a comment on this goofy song, turn it off. I don't want to hear it. It's goofball. Goofball. Not the right song for today. Maybe something else. Don't know. But not that one. For God's sakes. Goofball song. All right. Update. Fox News showing Trump motorcade arriving at speech site. He broke through. Good. Good. I guess the police finally did their jobs. Good for them. Good for you, SFPD. Shame on all of you with your guns and your holsters and your sticks standing up for anti-American vermin instead of for Americans who love America. Shame on you in San Francisco. Don't tell me you're just following orders. You know better than the fascists that Hitler used who were just following orders. You know what the right thing is. You know who these vermin are in the streets. Why are you listening to the police chief and to that corrupt mayor? Why? Well, I guess you don't want to lose your pension. I don't blame you. After all, you're in it for the pension, aren't you? Now, I supported police all my life, but not when they turn on the people and support illegitimate gangsters who are blocking candidates from speaking in this country. I've had it happen to me. I don't like the feel of it. I hope you don't like it either. Okay, now, let's go to some of the other topics to show you the kindness of the left. There's a comedian named Will Ferrell who has been funny in the past. I've seen him in a movie in the past where he played some kind of TV anchorman. Very funny guy. He's such a funny guy and such a caring, funny guy that he was going to do an Alzheimer's comedy about Ronald Reagan. Isn't that humorous? Isn't that funny of the vermin of the left to do a comedy about a man with Alzheimer's disease? Isn't that compassionate? Isn't that caring? Isn't that so full of love, Will Ferrell? Well, Will Ferrell backed out of a comedy about Ronald Reagan's struggle with Alzheimer's disease following outrage from the former president's family. The 48-year-old two-faced comic confirmed just hours ago that while he had seen the script and considered signing on to star and produce Reagan, he was no longer going ahead with the project. That is total rubbish. You all know very well what happened here. He was deeply involved in his project from the beginning. And then he realized he would alienate most of America by mocking somebody with Alzheimer's disease. I hope his career goes in the toilet where it started. He belongs in the Howard Stern show. That's all he's fit for. Will Ferrell pulls out of Reagan's Alzheimer's comedy. Can you believe this? A source told us of the Reagan movie, quote, "It wasn't a complete project because there was no financing and no director attached. Will considered the movie, but ultimately decided not to do it." Sure, Mrs. PR agent. Go back to Bryn Mawr where you learned that rubbish. We know what really happened. We're not stupid. We're not drug takers like you are. We know what this country is. And we know what Will Ferrell and the whole entertainment pack is. Garbage! 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 Now that I got that out of my system, I'll move on to the next story. Topic. The Cruz-Boehner rivalry is gaining steam. Story says Cruz claims he doesn't know Boehner. But he was his lawyer. How's that for honesty on the side of truth, Mr. Cruz? Cruz said he doesn't know why Boehner called him Satan's disciple. He said, "I don't even know the man. Only met him once or twice." However, he seems to be glossing over his history with Boehner. According to Fox News, Cruz once worked as Boehner's lawyer. How's that for honesty on the right in the United States of America? I guess the hypocrisy doesn't stop in the middle. WABC is the first caller. Joe, welcome from New York City. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
I'm sick and tired of these people saying that Donald Trump has got to change his ways to calm the protesters down. How about the SIEU and that bum from Chicago that blew up police headquarters? And how about Hillary and MoveOn.org? Let them tell their people to calm down.
They're all street gangsters. They're drug dealers pushing them out in the streets to intimidate the police. That's who these groups basically are. They are gangsters and criminals behind them. That is who is behind them. Because if you were a drug dealer in a major city, what would you do to nullify the police? You would run left-wing peace protesters, quote-unquote, out in the street talking about democracy and peace and love, and you would intimidate the police saying the police are being racist, the police are being thisist, the police are being thatist, and you'd intimidate the police so the police are afraid to do their job. That's who is behind this. It's the criminal element tied into the Democrat establishment, in my estimation. It's right out of The Godfather. And by the way, if you look at the video of the Trump rally in Costa Mesa, you'll see one brave man stands up to the Mexican mobs. He happens to be a white man. And he stood up to them like an honest man would. And he told them what he felt. As he turned to walk away, a vermin in a black hoodie punched him in the back of the head. How's that for Democrat values? How is that for peace and love? That's values for you? Those are the values of the left, my friend. That opens up a line at 855-487-282. I guess Donald Trump has made it out of the prison camp of SFO. When I come back, I'll take your calls on any topic. Open mic to Mike Friday, 855-407-282, 855-400-SAVAGE. Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE.
Savage, 77 WABC.
Giving you reports that are coming to me directly from the site where Donald Trump has landed via a third party. I have stuff that no news organization in America currently has. The vermin on the left have had blocked Donald Trump and his people from leaving his airplane. That's the America you're living in under La Raza and Black Lives Matter. And they couldn't get out of the airplane because the police would not control the protesters. The city would not let the cops move the vermin away from the airplane. Take a guess what happened, because no one knows this but me. They cut a hole through a fence to leave the tarmac, and they went in anyway. That's the America we're living in. That's what happens when you let gangs take over the dialogue. And let me tell you something else. What this is going to do is give Trump a great advantage with the undecided. Even people who may not have been sure about him before are seeing the true faces of hate. They're not seeing hate on the faces of those with American flags. They're seeing faces of hate on the banners that say this and that, and we love love, but hate you, and we punch you in the face and call it love. They know what's going on. If you think they want Mexican gangs running through the streets, controlling their actions and their motions, you're mistaken. And if you think the average person wants Black Lives Matter blocking buildings and blocking highways, I got another guest coming for you. They like the police to lock them all up when they break the law, by the way. And that brings us to Donald Trump. These radical left-wing groups, almost all of whom are funded by George Soros, I'll let that hang in the air because that's the most important point here. Soros hates Trump for one main reason. Soros is funding these left-wing goon squads for one main reason. He knows what he has done to this country and the world better than anyone else. He also knows that, God forbid in his mind, if Trump wins, he is liable to be prosecuted for the crimes that he may have committed. How come you don't see any movements against George Soros from the Republican Party? I'll let you figure that out. I don't have to ask you why I don't see any movements from Nancy Pelosi's party. I'll let you figure that one out. But the thing is this, guys like Soros have gotten away with an awful lot over the last 8 years under Mr. Obama. They fear in their heart of hearts that if a man like Trump, a law and order candidate at the end of the day, if a law and order candidate like Donald Trump should come to power and clean things up, guys like that will be on the first plane to Czechoslovakia. That's if they would let them in. A guy like Soros will wind up a man without a country if Trump becomes a president. Maybe North Korea would take him in. That's where he belongs. But the fact of the matter is, this is no laughing matter. We are seeing an evildoer funding the most violent groups in America. And the only thing that stands between us and total chaos right now is what? What stands between us and total chaos? I'll let you figure out what has to happen to stop them, because it's going to happen. And it'll happen in Cleveland. It may not happen before Cleveland, but I will tell you right now that what will happen at the big convention in Cleveland, you are going to see motorcycle groups show up that are going to put these people in their place. You're going to see big rig truck drivers show up and block these people in like the chickens that they are. They'll put them into a chicken coop surrounded by big rigs. That's what's going to happen. And then when you see the tide turns in the other direction, who are you going to blame? Because the haters come from them. What's going to happen when the turnabout comes back to them? You know, what goes around comes around. If you want to chime in on any of this, go ahead, make my day. Steve on WFTL, welcome to the program. You're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
I just want to say I listen to your show every day because it's the most intellectually stimulating radio program in America. But when you get amped up like you are today, I got to tell you, I just stand up and want to holler. I mean, it makes me so proud to hear you speak the way you do about the tyranny that's going on in this country, Dr. Savage.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm on commercial radio on an awful lot of stations in a lot of big markets. I try to constrain myself for obvious commercial reasons. And some days it's very hard to keep myself chained up, because when I see anarchy emerging from the vermin on the left, something happens in me and I throw caution to the wind, to be very honest with you, and I just let it all hang out. There's nothing else I can do. I cannot see my country taken over by these foreigners who aren't even citizens. I cannot see this country being taken over by gangs who are disguised as peace groups. I cannot see a country taken over by, I know who's behind it, the masterminds are all the communist left, by the way. If you want to make it a racial issue, don't. Because those behind this are the white leftists in New York City and Chicago. Make no mistake about it, it's the communist front that is behind all of this. I've studied this since I'm 18 years old. And the real enemy are the communists. They've been here forever. Look at the flags that are being waved at these anti-Trump rallies. Palestinian flags, Mexican flags, La Raza flags. How many American flags do you see? Quite a few on the other side of the fence. So I understand what you're feeling, because I'm feeling the same thing. And I thank you for calling. There's no point in going back on that particular issue, because that's what it's all about. 855-400-7282. I could ask you a simple question, but what's the point? There's an answer built into the question. La Raza and Black Lives Matter riot, and they say the black communities and communities of color deserve a democracy that respects our vote, our vision, our values. What values are they? What vision is that that you have? You care to call the show and debate me? Go ahead. Make my day, La Raza. Call the show.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
He's been on the show today. He's been delayed as a result of the vermin on the left blocking him and his people from leaving his airplane, because the cops were instructed by the communist vermin who have corrupted San Francisco from protecting the presidential candidate. Instead, they're protecting illegal aliens from Mexico and people who should be in prison. They're not protesting. This is not a peaceable protest. You know what this is? This is anarchy. This is aggression. This is the opposite of what you are being sold. And I want to say this. You know, I was the first in the media to support Donald Trump in this way. I took a chance on him. Everyone knows he is going to be the nominee. He's likely to be president. Everyone knows this, except Ted. My dog even knows it. Teddy knows it, but Ted doesn't know it. But the fact of the matter is, you would think that as a man moves ahead and becomes popular, more popular, and that he's getting closer to the nomination and ultimately perhaps the presidency, he would abandon people who helped him in the beginning. I've seen it happen with Michelle Bachmann. I've seen it happen with others who used me in the show, who then flamed out. But Trump hasn't done that. I've discovered something that I kind of felt from the beginning. He is very loyal to those who support him, and I don't think he's ever going to forget his enemies. I'll tell you that as well. I think that goes with the territory. He's very loyal to those who have been on his side, as I have been. I've made no bones about it. I didn't play both sides against the middle. I didn't speak one way hour one and another way hour two and tell you I don't know where I stand. I don't support anybody. I didn't do that. I'm very clear. I know who I supported and why, because I felt he was the only one who could beat Hillary, period. I was right. Everyone sees that now. So I expect him to show up. If he doesn't, I'll still be his friend. It's as simple as that. We have a report right now from the hotel area itself on KSFO. This is a local story of the left-wing vermin trying to block Trump from speaking. On KSFO, my local affiliate and really my home station, Doug, what's going on out there?
Well, I did a drive-by on the 101. There's Highway Patrol stacked up in riot gear. Their cars are all on the northbound entrance, and they're looks like they're ready for a smackdown over there is what it looks like to me.
Well, the Highway Patrol is under the direct command of Jerry Brown. Don't expect them to actually do the right thing. I know they'd like to do the right thing, but I know that they're constrained the same way the SFPD are. Believe me, if the police were able to do their jobs, they would do it. They would do it real good. Let's put it to you that way. Thank you for the call from out there. Here's another thing, just as a counterpoint to the City by the Bay in the newspaper. The ultimate luxury Mother's Day package at the Palace Hotel. Are you ready for this? The ultimate luxury Mother's Day package at the Palace Hotel going for $75,000. This is in the city of equality. This is in the city of protests. You got $75,000 to spare for a Mother's Day gift? It's a package, $75,000. Listen to it. Over a three-day period, the lady of the hour and her entire family will make the eight-room presidential suite of the palace their home. Not only will the suite have fresh flowers and daily amenities only a queen could ask for, but a personal concierge will be available to answer her every request. In other words, she's going to live like Michelle Obama does every day. Not as well as Michelle Obama lives every day. You see, there'll be a personal trainer in the morning, just in case mom decides to indulge. If she's not in the mood for exercise, mom can opt for breakfast in bed, like Michelle Obama. Each day of the package, there's a plan with lavish excursions. Bentley car service, that's chump change compared to Michelle Obama. She got Air Force One to go on another vacation in South America while her husband was going somewhere else. What could be better? If this is worth $75,000 a day, can you imagine what Michelle's daily life is costing us? The Palace Hotel chef will create a picnic at Crissy Field. That's exciting to get sand fleas in your behind while eating a picnic on the Crissy Field. Live piano played in the presidential suite. Could you imagine that one? A sweaty pianist coming in an old tuxedo? That's just what I need in a private suite. And look at this. You get Dom Perignon like I can't buy it in a liquor store if I wanted to be a drunk. And caviar will be served while children enjoy a juice bar and snacks. That's really worth it. I can't go buy juice in a supermarket. And I don't know where to get caviar. Dinner reservations for two will be made at a restaurant of choice. Okay. Reservations will be made? Does that mean they're going to pay for it? Or they'll make you a reservation somewhere? Wait, if you really want your $75,000 worth, you get a rooftop burger and root beer bash for children during dinner. That's really great. Feed your children burgers and root beer. That's very advanced. Then there's a shopping excursion for children to purchase their Mother's Day gift. And listen to this. You get a professional photographer present to capture every moment. The day before, he's working in a porno factory somewhere in downtown San Francisco. They give him a clean suit with a camera next. He's your photographer in San. You know who's here in this city in that business. Oh, wait, you get a nightcap of milk and cookies for $75,000. That's day one. But there's more coming, which I'm not going to read you. In San Francisco, the city of peace. Okay, let's go to the callers on the Savage Nation. 855-400-7282. I'm reading this. SFPD chief releases additional racist texts. You hear the racist texts? They don't talk about the racism coming from the people in the streets. You ever hear their racism? Have you seen the racism of a fist hitting a white man in the face? Have you seen the racism of a La Raza member in a hood punching a white man in the back of the head? How's that for racism? How's that for racism? A brown fist in a hoodie hitting a white man in the back of the head for speaking what he feels like speaking at a rally. Would you like that? Researched by the San Francisco Comical, the newspaper nobody reads. Colleen, KSFO, San Francisco, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from North County, San Diego. I was at the rally last evening in Orange County, and I have to tell you, I have never in my life, and I've lived a pretty darn long life, been around such a wonderful, wonderful group of people. We had no idea inside what was going on the outside. Inside, we had...
But in San Diego, you were protected from the vermin by the police, is that correct?
Absolutely.
Have you seen the mobs? Have you seen La Raza? Have you seen Black Lives Matter? Have you seen the feminists with their brassieres off, with the markings all over their bodies? Have you seen these people out there in the street? What do you think of them?
This is what I want to know. When I see what's going on in that airport, I want to know why we as citizens get groped, fondled, whatever you want to call it, and they let people cut a hole in a fence and go through. Where are these people? Where is the TSA? Where is Homeland Security?
Oh, TSA, you mean run by the Washington lawyer who has never seen an enemy coming from Mexico. He only sees enemies coming back from the military. He only sees enemies in the Tea Party. He only sees enemies in the churches. Oh, that TSA?
Oh.
That Department of Homeland Security? Which one are you talking about? The one that we don't have in this country? The one that represents foreign interests and interests against America? That the DHS?
It's terrible.
Okay, it's all terrible. It's very terrible, yes. Yes, it's all very terrible. But I've lived through this before. I wasn't born yesterday. I saw the same thing during the Vietnam War. And I'll tell you how this works out. I knew people who weren't really one way or the other during the Vietnam War. I was a young botany grad student, and I worked with one of the sweetest men on earth. He's dead now. His name was Donald. I won't read his last name. Donald was one of these sweet guys who lived for plant collecting. He lived in the herbarium. He didn't really care about politics at all. But when the vermin started rioting on the campuses, he turned to me one day, and he saw them breaking down fences and punching people, just like now. He was a man in the middle. And you know what Donald said to me? He said, gee, they talk about peace, but they're very violent. That's all he said. He put two and two together. He knew which side the wind was blowing, and he knew which side to vote for. All this is doing is lifting Trump up. The wind that is emerging from these violent left-wing fanatics is a wind that is being used to lift the Trump airplane. And I personally think that after this is all over and Trump becomes the next president of the United States, I personally believe you'll look back and you will see that there's God's hand in all of this. I don't want to get into the God thing because it starts to turn me off. I see spiritual elements in certain things, and I don't think things happen by accident. I believe that Obama was put here to show us just what could happen under a corrupt left-wing administration, period. And I believe that Trump is the counterpoint to these 8 years of corruption and communism in the United States of America. Or if you don't like the word communism, call it whatever you want. It certainly isn't Americanism. It certainly isn't Make America Great. It certainly isn't America First. Obama has given us America Last. America Last is Obama's motto. It's the thing he eats, breathes, and sleeps. He goes to sleep dreaming of how to run America down. He goes to sleep dreaming about how to destroy America one more time to get in one more round of smackdowns on this country. And everybody sees that, and Trump is the antidote to these 8 years of hatred for this dear nation. This nation that I, an immigrant son, love so much. I am an immigrant son. And I love America. And Trump represents me. And I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. Nor was I born with a gold spoon in my mouth. But everything I have worked for. Every last possession that I own, every dollar that I have, I worked for from the age of 5 years old. And no one is going to take it from me. And if you think that I am alone, you are mistaken. There are 60 million men and women like me. We're not letting the illegitimate tear us down. Illegitimi non caberundum. It was said in Rome as the hordes tried to break Rome in two. The Romans were saying illegitimi non caberundum. Look it up and you'll find out what illegitimi means, because you're looking at the illegitimi in the gutters right now. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Put this on your wall, write it on a pad. It's pseudo-Latin, illegitimi non caberundum. And the saying was popularized by U.S. General Vinegar Joe Stilwell during World War II. The great general is reputed to have learned it from British Army intelligence. But in politics, illegitimi non caberundum became a motto for 1964 Republican nominee Senator Barry Goldwater, my hero, who hung a sign in his office. Now, the word caberundum was not of Latin origin. Caberundum is often represented as meaning grind, and the phrase means don't let the you-know-whats grind you down. The correct Latin words, according to what I read, is noli notus permittere te terere. Pardon my Latin. I only know botanical Latin. I didn't go to Catholic school. Illegitimus non caberundum, nil illegitimi caberundum, non illegitimi caberundum, nil caberundum illegitimi, and others. But just know the operational word, illegitimi. And the next time you see the vermin in the streets, you'll know what I'm referring to.
illegitimized. They're non-citizens, most of them. Or they're communists, most of them. Abusing the system like the moles they are. And they should have been found out a long time ago. And they should have been stopped a long time ago. This is not legal protest.
I'll stop right there. Stop right there because I don't have to say another word. You got the message. You want to talk about what legitimate protest is? Oh, it's real simple. What I'm engaging in right now is legitimate protest against illegitimate protest. I'm engaging in legitimate protest against illegitimate protest. This little trick of the pipes chained together was taught to them by a bunch of wobbly communist vermin on the hills in the hills of Berkeley. I know exactly who did it. There were whole workshops on how to put pipes on your arms, the little girls from Berkeley. The little girls who shave their hair, who come here from all around America, the lost souls who think that they're being wild and free. They were taught how to chain their arms together so the police couldn't drag them away. Well, I would call them an illegitimate form of protest. Protest doesn't mean stopping others from engaging in legitimate activities, does it? I said legitimate activities, legal activities. If you use illegal activities to prevent those who are engaging in legitimate First Amendment activities, you are no longer a legitimate protester. You are a criminal. And if I were in charge of the Department of Homeland Security, and I saw a presidential candidate being blocked from exiting his plane or being blocked from speaking, I would arrest you under the any act that I could get my hands on. I'd throw you into prison for as long as I could, and I'd straighten this country out real quick. These girls would go home and grow their hair and become normal people as fast as you can say George Washington. But we don't have a legitimate government. We have an illegitimate government unto itself who is behind this with a wink and a nod. That is how, after all, this government itself has gotten where it is. How else would you explain a president who supports La Raza, which means the race, which is the most racist name of an organization imaginable? La Raza, the race? If you look at the entire movement coming from the Mexican nationalists, it's the most racist movement in the United States of America. You mean La Raza, the race? There's only one race? You know, I listen to Mexican radio stations sometimes because I happen to like the music. I always liked German marching music to begin with. That's a joke. It's a throwaway line. But since most of the music that I hear has kind of Germanic, you know, popular German dance music set to Mexican lyrics, Spanish lyrics, I like it. I grew up on Cuban music, etc. So I happen to like Mexican music. It's very impassioned. It's very strong, and I listen to it in my car at night. But when I hear them saying Raza, Raza this, Raza that, Raza this, Raza that, I hear race, race, race. Why are they so obsessed with their race? I ask myself. What is this about? Is this a kind of racial superiority trying to conquer a nation from within? I ask myself. But then again, these are just legitimate questions. So forgive me for asking legitimate questions on the Savage Nation. We'll see how it plays out. Just remember the phrase, noli illegitimi caberandum. Don't let the you-know-whats wear you down. 855-407-282, Gary on KKOH out of Reno. What's on your mind, Gary? How you doing? What's up?
Oh, I can't stand it. You know, in my life, I led a little bit of a rowdy life when I was young. I spent some time in, lots of time in jail, some time in prison. 5 years of my life, I paid for the crimes I committed, full price, and I deserved it. But I'll tell you something, when I see these 18,000 Mexican nationals released that have committed scot-free, committed 10 times worse crimes than I ever committed.
Right, and Obama released the gangbangers, the tattooed murderers, just in time for the election. Take a guess what he's going to use them for.
All I know is that I resent it, and I feel like being a citizen is basically a drawback now.
Right. Being a legitimate citizen in an illegitimate government gives you a disadvantage. Right on. All power to the people. I'll be back. It's the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
That was not the easiest entrance I've ever made. My wife called. She said, there are helicopters following you, and we did. And then we went under a fence and through a fence, and... Oh, boy, I felt like I was crossing the border, actually. You know? It's true.
How's that to have Mexicans take over your country, waving Mexican flags, spewing hatred, calling it love? Welcome to Hour 2 of the Savage Nation. Mobs block Trump motorcade in San Fran. He walks in Trump Live. It's on the Drudge Report. It's astounding to see what is going on now that we have a nationalist leader appearing, someone who stands for borders, language, and culture in the best way I can imagine. Now you see the true faces of hatred, and we've been talking about the Mexican flags, the hatred, the punching, the screaming, the yelling, all in the name of peace and love. And I told you, illegitimae non caberundum. Remember that. It's a bastardized phrase that is not truly Latin, but it gets the message across. Don't let the you-know-whats grind you down. This opens up the microphone before Donald Trump arrives, and he may be here late. He may not even show up. I know he's been delayed by the vermin of the left. This is not legitimate protests. When you block someone from speaking, as has become all too common on the so-called college campuses, the crazy drug-addicted children have been taught by their crazy illegitimate professors that legitimate protest means cutting off the other person's right to speak or be heard. The same thing is now being played out on the streets of America, and eventually this will come to a halt. There will be, make no mistake about it, where and when it comes, I can almost predict, but it will happen. There will be counter-protests that will send these protesters back where they came from, and I guarantee you it won't be pretty when it happens. They have gotten away with virtual murder of the First Amendment for so long they think that this is the way it works in the real world. But they haven't met the real world yet. They have not yet met the stone wall of resistance that exists in this country. And it will be seen shortly. Trump had to sneak through a fence in order to get into a legitimate campaign rally. Not one word from the Department of Homeland Security. Not one word from the FBI. Not one word from the San Francisco Police Department. Trump forced to hop fence after protesters form human chain blocking an entrance to the San Francisco hotel. This is the filthy city that I live in. This is a city where bums who defecate in the street. This is the city I live in where the police have been taught to protect the vermin, not protect the citizens. People are shot by illegal aliens, and the illegal alien is still not, let us say, has not been brought to justice. Remember Kate Steinle? Remember she was shot as she was sitting near the ferry terminal? By an illegal alien with a gun, by the way, that he allegedly stole from a car that was owned by a federal employee. That was an odd one. I often wonder if that was a true story. But the Mexican murderer, the man who had been deported five times before, so far as I know, is still enjoying his stay in San Francisco's jail. He's not yet been brought to justice. He's being protected by the city fathers and mothers. Meanwhile, the streets are dirtier and more unsafe than ever. Property crimes are through the roof. More money is being stolen on the green gangsters than ever in history. And a legitimate presidential candidate is not afforded the protection of the law. He has to hop a fence to get around the filth that were trying to block him. In Southern California, they smashed a police car. They were not arrested. In Southern California, they hurled rocks at motorists. They were not arrested. Hundreds of them waved Mexican flags. Now you know why Trump is so popular. His slogan is very clear. This is America. It's not Mexico. This is America, a nation of laws, not of outlaws. And that, my friends, summarizes this entire campaign. And I believe, as I sit here, just as one man's opinion, I believe Trump will win the nomination. I think that's pretty clear. And I also believe he will beat Hillary by a landslide. Now, people say it can't happen because the demographics have been so altered by Obama. With legal and illegal means, through legal and illegal means, Obama has so altered the voters in America that it's almost impossible for a legitimate American to win an election. I use the phrase legitimate American because I don't consider Hillary a legitimate American candidate in the sense that anyone else who committed what she committed would not be a candidate, let alone, walking the way she walks so freely. If you had done what she did as a government employee, you'd be in jail. But she gets away with it because of a little help from her friends. Remember the phrase from the 60s? I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Well, now you know how it all ends, my friend. It ends with an illegitimate candidate getting by with a little help from her friends in the media. But we'll see how this ends. Trump honored the families at his rally in L.A. of those killed by illegal aliens. No other candidate did that. Trump honors families of those killed by illegals. You wonder why there's a populist groundswell in this country? 855-400-7282. Mark on KKOH in Reno again. Mark, what's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, I'm a retired San Francisco police officer, and I can tell you what it's like to be on a riot line like that or a protest
Please.
Line, as they like to say. You do any action, even to protect yourself, and they'll hang you for it. They'll throw you under the bus in a second.
Now, who is this police chief that acts like that? Sir, is that his name?
I think so. I don't even pay attention anymore, to be honest with you. I just don't, but that was Paul.
So you're retired. This was once one of the greatest police forces in America, and I'm sure that if they were unleashed, they would do their job, but they're controlled by this left-wing fanatical mayor, aren't they?
No, but the whole city government's like that. And I can tell you before the current chief, if it is still served, that's been happening for over 10 years. We just stand there and watch, and if they got mad enough, they throw things at us, swear at us, try to entice you into them, you smacking them with a baton or something like that.
Right. So in other words, the minute you defend yourself or the individual you're supposed to defend, you're the bad guy, and then the vermin in the newspaper media gets a picture of you hitting them.
Exactly, and they have.
All right, Mark, I understand that it's heart wrenching to see a country melt down like this under these left wing fanatics. I understand it, and that's exactly why Trump is popular. Wouldn't you agree?
Exactly. Now, as a man, I'm also a man of Hispanic heritage, and my thing is, hey, if you're here legitimately, you're here legitimately. But if you're not, you need to go back where you came from. We cannot.
There you go. That's it. You got a copy of Government Zero on the way. Stay on the line. That's all. Under Barack Obama, we have a government less than zero. I should write a sequel, Government Less Than Zero, but I don't think I want to call it that. 855-400-7282, phone number, open lines right now on the Savage Nation. WABC, AJ, line 8, what's on your mind, AJ?
Hey, what's up? I just think it's incredible how we can have a candidate like Trump who's willing to speak his mind, tell the truth, you know, deal with the real issues. And I really feel that most people agree with his ideology, but they're just afraid to admit it because they're force-fed by everybody. Oh, politically correct.
Well, but here's what's going to happen when they go to the actual polls to vote. All of the people who say they hate Trump, you're going to find out that they really don't hate Trump. Amongst them, there's going to be 50% of the middle of the, let us say, undecided. 50% of them will vote for Trump in a general election. They won't tell anyone they did. And that's, of course, why the secret ballot was invented. In fascist dictatorships, there is no secret ballot. They know who you vote for, so they usually get 100% of the vote for the dictator, which is something Obama would no doubt like. That's the kind of transparency he would believe in, which is the transparency of who you vote for. But he doesn't believe in it the other way. But the fact is, the reason we have a secret ballot is exactly for that reason. That's why union members fought so hard for a secret ballot, because they didn't want to do what the union thugs were telling them to do. Now, of course, the union thugs want an open ballot so they can monitor anyone who votes against the thuggery going on in the American unions. But the same thing has not yet happened in the general voting booth. We vote secretly behind the curtain, don't we? And there's a reason for it. It's to permit people who see what's really going on and are afraid to say it, vote their heart and their mind. And that's what's going to happen, I believe, in November. And I am glad that I played a role in this election thus far, and how long I do it is a matter of God's will, not mine. And I'll tell you something else. Let me phrase this exactly right. I don't know what the future brings for me or anyone else in this country or in the media in particular. I have no idea. But I will say this. With God's will, I will be on the radio until the end of this year in exactly the same place that I am being heard right now. And I believe that I was given this podium not by accident. Because remember where I was before this. I had come through 5 years of virtual hell. I spent $1 million of my own money to get free of a monstrous situation. I was being held against my will from conducting my own life. I had to go through every court in the land, right to the Supreme Court, to win my freedom. You want to talk about slavery? I'll tell you one day about slavery. I'll tell you one day about the corrupt legal system and how much it cost me to get justice. I had nowhere to go when I left that situation. I was a stranger in a strange land. I left the radio the day I won without a new home in radio. I walked off. That was it. I shut the microphone. I had nowhere to go, but I had faith in myself and faith in God. And within a few days, the Red Sea parted for me. Within a few weeks, I was back on the radio with Cumulus Radio Networks on 250 of the biggest stations in the country. And I knew then and there that this was something from somewhere up there. I got to tell you right now, nothing happens by accident in my life on that level. It never has, and it never will. I have been hit by cars and lived through it. I have fallen off cliffs and lived through it. I've had things happen to me that made no sense that I still went on. I've had every impediment known to mankind thrown in my way, and I still went on. I believe I was born for this year. I believe I was born for this election. And I believe that this audience knows that. And as John Burroughs, the naturalist, said, if you bait your hook with your heart, the fish will always bite. I'm not comparing you to a flock of fish, but I am saying something from the heart. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Savage, 77 WABC.
We're expecting the man of the year, the man of the hour on the Savage Nation in this hour. Whether he will show up, I don't know. He was impeded by the vermin on the left, who acted in the most criminal manner to block a presidential candidate from speaking today. Can you imagine if they had done this to Hillary Clinton? Can you imagine if a group of right-wingers chained themselves together, waved foreign flags, spewed hatred, beat up pro-Hillary individuals, and then forced Hillary Clinton to cut a hole in a fence at San Francisco airport to go to a rally? Can you imagine what Wolf Blitzer would be doing right now? Can you imagine what Jake Tapper would be doing right now? Could you imagine what ABC, CBS, and NBC would be doing right now? Can you imagine what would be going on? But they're not going to report it that way. Here's how they're reporting it. Violence at Trump rally. Violence follows Trump everywhere. Sure, La Raza is causing the violence, egged on by the communists supported by none other than Georgie Boy Soros. They're not reporting that. The violence is coming from one direction. But they're not reporting that, are they? So that's what's going on. I hope Donald Trump does have the time in this hour to join us, because I have some important questions and statements to ask and to make on this program. To summarize this little monologue here, Kat Brooks, an activist, so-called, you hear the word activist, reach for your Glock, an activist and organizer, said in a statement, hate has no place in the democratic process. Black communities and all communities of color deserve a democracy that respects our vote, our vision, and our values. I ask you, Mr. Brooks, what are your values? What is your vision? Is it punching people in the head at rallies? Is it blocking candidates from speaking? Are those your values and your vision? If those are your values and your vision, they're not very American, Mr. Brooks, or whatever your name may be. Let's go to the callers. I'm getting an awful lot of callers out of the local market, but let's go to Washington, D.C. WMAL, Ronnie, Washington, D.C., what's on your mind?
Well, I'm one of the few conservatives in this communist part of the country here in Washington, D.C., but I wanted to, you know, all these vermin, as you so gracefully put it, to me, that just strengthens my faith in Trump, and all my few, you know, friends that support Trump, that just strengthens our support for him. What do you think their end game is? They're not going to change our mind. They're just making themselves look completely stupid and ignorant. What is their end game? Why are they doing this? Just just for the cause of civil disruption, or what is their objective, Michael?
Well, the objective is disruption. They feel that social upheaval will frighten the white middle-class voter away from voting for Trump, to be very blunt. They fear that they think that by inducing fear in the electorate will not vote for Trump. And I believe the opposite is true, by the way. I believe that the people in the middle are going to vote for Trump in numbers no one can ever anticipate. And frankly, I believe all of these illegitimate protests, these violent protests, are only working in his favor. That's my feeling. And I thank you for calling me from WMAL in Washington, D.C. We just got an update from the Trump campaign, and they're telling us that Mr. Trump is still planning on being with us on the Savage Nation as soon as he has is done on stage. I believe he's in Burlingame right now, and he will call in at approximately 45 minutes after the hour. So you still have time to notify your friends and relatives, everyone on social media, to tune in to the station that you are listening to, or a station in their hometown. Many of you listen to me in one city and have relatives in another, and you communicate with each other. Well, Donald Trump will be here for a little while at about 45 minutes after the hour on the Savage Nation. Okay, let's go to the callers on the program. KSFO, San Francisco, big call base today. What's on your mind, my friend? What's happening?
Dr. Savage, it's a pleasure to speak to the most brilliant man in America. It's my pleasure.
I'm sure my mother would approve of that remark. Unfortunately, she's with God right now. So what's on your mind?
I'm a red-blooded Republican, diehard, living, unfortunately, in the streets of Berncleet, as I like to call it, around that ill-gotten city where the protesters who are on the Bay Bridge holding up traffic for 5 hours are lauded as heroes. And when I'm driving the streets, I see men shoved for saying all lives matter instead of black lives matter. It's disgusting. And these malcontents, Dr. Savage, are the ones who made me change my mind. I'm was a diehard Cruz supporter. I now, after seeing today's shenanigans, am voting for Trump, because why is everyone afraid? There must be something to it, and I'm on board.
Yeah, 100%. He must be doing something right. He'll be with us shortly on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
Again, we are expecting Donald Trump live on the Savage Nation, not pre-recorded. The minute he finishes on the stage in Burlingame, California, he will be with you. Not with me, with you. He's not coming on the show. He's here? I'm getting signals. I don't know what that means. Yes, Donald Trump is with us. That's great. It's earlier than we expected. Where is Mr. Trump? We love him. Donald Trump is with us. Mr. Trump, welcome. You survived the assault today.
How are you?
Donald, how do you put up with this? How do you feel having to sneak into an event in the United States of America when illegitimate non-citizens try to block you? What does that do to you?
Well, it's terrible. I mean, you have Lion Ted Cruz trying to... He's got millions of votes less than me, hundreds of delegates less, and they try and steal an election. It's a rigged system, but I have so much more that I think we get it right on the first ballot, Mike. We're going to get it right on the first. We're way over, so...
I understand what's going on, and he's the only one who doesn't know he lost. Apparently, he and Carly Fiorina think that they're still in the game, and we know that. I hate to go into it, but Carly is living in another universe. She was a terrible businesswoman. She was fired after laying off 30,000 workers. What are they holding her up as a great business genius for?
Well, you know, when she was a candidate, she had the one good debate, but that wasn't against me. That was on the other stage. You remember that. And she had the one good debate. She got onto the main stage, and right after that, her numbers went down, and she got off with about nothing, I think 0-1 and or something like that. I mean, whatever, but it wasn't much. I don't know what impact she'll have. I think that the deal they made with Kasich is a horrible deal, which is already broken up. I mean, that's an insult to the people of Iowa, that deal. And it already...
Donald, I heard your America First speech. I was moved by it. So are people I know who were very, very unemotional about politics. They called me and they said that was one of the greatest speeches I ever heard. Everyone said, he was a different guy. Of course you were a different guy. You were reading a speech that was very important, that every word was going to be analyzed. One of the things you said was that you were going to make the NATO nations pay their fair share, which I totally agree with. I studied this. Some of them pay 0.1%. How do you actually think you, how would you get NATO nations to pay their fair share for their own, for the defense of NATO?
Ask them, Michael. You know, that's what I do. I mean, you got to get them. You got to get them in order. You got to say, look, we're not going to protect you. We can't be taken advantage of anymore, Michael. We have, in NATO, they have 28 nations. We can't be taken advantage of with many of these nations getting protection, not even paying what they're supposed to be paying as per agreement. And all of that's going to stop. And so many other things are going to stop, that we're going to make great trade deals, and we'll make our nation rich again. You know, China and all of these countries that we deal with on trade have just ripped us to a point where we're a debtor nation. We owe $19 trillion. And then the NATO nations, many of those nations, and I mean really many, they're not paying what they're supposed to. So they think the United States is led by maybe stupid people or weak people. And they won't ask, but I'll be asking for the back pay also.
I don't blame you. You know, Mr. Trump, I wrote a little article about your speech, and I said that you have been misinterpreted as an isolationist by globalists, and I described your philosophy as America first. And I said Mr. Trump's foreign policy is based more on making America's interests dominant, not subservient. Isn't that more or less it?
100%. I'm not an isolationist, but I don't want to do business if we're going to lose $500 billion. You know, we have a trade deficit with China, $505 billion, okay? $505 mm-hmm. billion.
Mm-hmm.
Balance it. It's got to be balanced. I mean, we're not looking for the end of the world, but it's got to be balanced. And
Donald, I agree with you. I'm sorry, go on. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead, please.
I'm not an isolationist, Michael, at all. You know that. But I'm a person that wants fairness for our country and for our people and for our taxpayers. And we just can't continue to go on like this, and I want fairness.
I understand, and I wrote this, Donald. Instead of provoking Russia, as Obama has done, Trump wants peace, prosperity, and trade with Russia. Instead of carrying the entire defense costs of NATO, Trump wants NATO member nations to pay their fair share of defense costs. One of the biggest things to me is this issue with Russia. The most insane policy I've ever seen in my life is Obama goading Russia, calling Putin Hitler. You certainly want to reverse that, isn't that correct?
Well, look, you know, Russia can do a lot of good for us. I mean, when I heard 6 months ago they wanted to bomb the hell out of ISIS, and maybe they had other things in mind also, because, you know, they have a different view on Syria than our so-called leaders. And, you know, frankly, they ought to start thinking, our people ought to start rethinking their whole policy. But ISIS, they want to bomb, and we have people saying we don't want them to bomb ISIS. And I'm saying, what are these people thinking about? First of all, do you know how expensive it is? I mean, so expensive that Russia sort of left a little bit earlier, I think earlier than they were going to, and I'll bet you that was a cost problem. But
yes.
The thing, Michael, wouldn't it be great if we got along with Russia? You know, Putin said very nice things about me. It has zero influence. He actually called me a genius, but that's okay. Has zero influence on me, Michael, zero. But if we can make good deals, and you know what? If we can't, I'll know almost instantaneously, and I walk from the table. Unlike us. We never walk from the table with the Iran deal. You know, we don't walk. We never walk. We just keep agreeing whatever they want.
Donald, I said your speech is very simple. It's called America First, contrasting with Obama's mantra, which is America Last. And the fact of the matter is, Obama has abandoned our friends and bowed to our enemies, as I've said for years. You said the same thing. He supported the ouster of a friendly regime in Egypt that had a long-standing peace treaty with Israel, and then helped bring the Muslim Brotherhood to power in its place. You happen to be one of the great supporters of Israel. Why are they making you into an anti-Israel? Lost the contact on the Savage Nation. I hope not. I hope that the phone connection is still good. Donald, are you there with us? Something happened, ladies and gentlemen, of the Savage Nation. We're waiting to reconnect with the most important man in world politics right now, the man everyone is waiting to hear from, and that would be Donald Trump. And we're hoping that he does return. In the interim, if you have a question that you would like me to ask of Mr. Trump, assuming he does get back here, the phone number is 855-400-7282. 855-400-SAVAGE. You're listening to The Savage Nation. We'll take a few calls. While we are waiting for the reconnection, let's hope this was not, let us say, a little bit of monkey business somewhere in between the... Is Mr. Trump back with us? Not quite yet, Robert. We're still waiting. We'll take a caller. If he comes back, we're going to have to dump the caller on the Savage Nation. Yes, is he back with us? Look, this is live radio. This is what happens. Donald, are you back with us on the program?
I'm in San Francisco on the runway, and we just got cut off, so bye.
Oh, I wonder why you got cut off. Okay, a little interference from the control tower. Donald, where do you go from here? Where are you flying to now?
Well, now I'll be going back to Indiana, and we're doing great there. We're getting wonderful poll numbers. We have unbelievable people. We had, as you know, we had Bobby Knight endorse me yesterday, and he's fantastic, a real champion, a real winner. And I'll be really focusing right now. Right now I'm in Los Angeles, and I'm in San Francisco back and forth, but I'm going to Indiana. We're going to focus there, and I'll be leaving there on Tuesday. And then I'll be coming to various other states where we're campaigning. So it's a lot of work, but the end result is we're going to make America great again, and we're going to make it maybe greater than ever before.
Donald, before you go, and I know this is a busy, busy day, and I know how important this show is to me and to you because you're going to win in California. What do the numbers look like in California for you? Are you ahead of Mr. Cruz at this time?
Well, I just saw the last poll came out. We were at 48% compared to the other two were in the 20s. And so that's a big gap. And we're also doing very well in Indiana. Indiana looks really good too. So,
well, Donald, he's whining and dining the delegates. That's a real issue of the rigged system. How are you going to overcome the delegates who can be bought for a cheap meal?
Well, they're only being bought for the second, third, fourth, fifth ballots. They can't be bought for the first because I won them. But
good. Incredible. Well, Donald, we hope you win in California, and I'll help you in Indiana because I have five stations in Indiana. I'm in it to the end. I want to see you in the presidency. It's very important that we do make America number one again, and I know you're the only man to do it. And I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of this hectic, crazy day for joining us on the Savage Nation, and good luck today, tomorrow, and into the future.
Thank you, Michael. I really appreciate it, and we'll win, and we're going to do a great job. You'll be very proud. And thank you very much, Michael.
You're very, very welcome. I'll be back on the Savage Nation to take your calls at 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. I thought that was a very good live interview. It had a lot of electricity in it. Perhaps it didn't meet the standards of, let's say, some people who would like me to put him on the spot or press him to answer something that he wouldn't answer anyway. I mean, I don't think that makes for good radio. I think setting guests up is the worst kind of radio in the world. I think having a conversation with a guest and seeing where it goes. I didn't even have any questions written out. After what happened to his campaign in L.A. and today in San Francisco, the way he was mistreated by the vermin who run this city, who wouldn't even let the police let a presidential candidate go to a hotel to give a speech, I felt that I had to go strictly to what was going on and then go back to the article I wrote, which, by the way, can be seen on michaelsavage.com. It was written by the folks at WorldNet Daily. It's not found anywhere but michaelsavage.com and WND.com. I think it's a fabulous article, worth reading, and it's entitled Trump to Follow America First Speech with Savage Interview. Guess what? You just heard it live on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Savage, 77 WABC.
You know, that was a media coup. Fox News was showing live footage of the Trump motorcade riding around on the tarmac while he was speaking to yours truly, Michael Savage. He was not speaking to Megyn Kelly. He was not speaking to Bret Baier. He was not speaking to anyone in the media but yours truly. That's how important you, the audience of the Savage Nation, is to the Donald Trump campaign. And I identify with this campaign very closely for a number of reasons. One, because his message is very close to my message. And two, because I have been subjected to the same slings and arrows of hatred for the last 22 years. Ever since I began in radio, the very same forces of evil and anti-Americanism have stood in my way. And it's hard to walk that path, but you learn to do it. You learn to ignore it. He's on the front lines right now, espousing the very philosophy that I've written about in many books, including Government Zero. And that's why I support him. There's no other reason. No other reason whatsoever. Here's a headline from the LA Times. Trump protesters and Mexican flag wavers could bring unintended consequences for the GOP race. I don't have to read the article to know what that means, because the opposite is going to happen. These illegitimate protesters in the streets, and I'll say it again, there's a difference between legal immigrants and illegal immigrants. Wouldn't you all agree? There's a difference between legitimate protest and illegitimate illegal protest. Blocking a speaker is illegitimate and illegal. Hitting police, wrecking police cars, illegitimate and criminal. Preventing a candidate from speaking, illegitimate and criminal. I don't care what flag you're waving, you belong in jail. And if I were running San Francisco, I would have had 1,000 more police on that tarmac. I would have thrown all of you in jail. Every last one of you would have been thrown into a prison for what you just did. But you know what? In a way, you did America a favor. You showed the true face of hatred, which is the true face of the Democrat Party, the true face of George Soros, the true face of La Raza, and the true face of all the other left-wing activist groups. They are not exhibiting American behavior. They're exhibiting fascist behavior. And it's doing a lot of good for America. They're waking up and finding out the battles they are in, whether they want to be in it or not. Now the caller is Elizabeth on WABC in New York. Fire away. You're on the Savage Nation.
Thank you. I hope that Donald Trump will incorporate your incredibly powerful and eloquent statement that the country depends on a return to language, borders, and cultures. You couldn't have said it more concisely, and I just hope every Trump publication, anything that comes out of his campaign will...
Well, his slogan is Make America Great Again. My slogan is Borders, Language, Culture. But they overlap in that regard. There's an overlap. And I think that he does speak for borders by saying he's going to build a wall. I think he does speak for language when he says that America will be great again. What do you think he means by that, other than America and Americanism will be popular and permissible again in this country that's been overrun by illegitimate?
Built his businesses.
So, Elizabeth, I appreciate you listening in New York City on WABC, and I'm sending you a copy of my book, Government Zero, which articulates this message of borders, language, and culture. I also want to tell you that I don't think there's another candidate in the business who could have conducted himself in a more natural way than Donald Trump just did. He and I have a very special relationship. Let me put it to you that way. And it's all developed over the years on the radio. I met him only once in real life. Once, twice, I don't know when. And this relationship has grown on the radio. And it's a very natural relationship. He's not reading a teleprompter with me. He's answering the questions directly. Don't you understand? Again, ABC, New York City, Line 9. Go ahead, please, Chris. Make your comment on the Savage Nation.
Yes. From what I heard between you and Mr. Trump, I hear friendship. He's thanking you for your loyalty and support. It's very lovely. I could hear it. I feel there's a lot of trust between the both of you. And I can't imagine how special you must feel to be speaking, God willing, to our next president of the United States. I'm all choked up, and I'm full of tears over here because it's just beautiful. And I'm so happy that it's you, Dr. Savage.
That's very sweet. I only wish my mother was here to hear you calling. I'm serious. She'd probably be voting for Hillary, but I can't help that one. I'm sending you a copy of Teddy and Me because I think you're a sweetheart and you deserve something sweet for Mother's Day. Oh, this is an amazing day. When I woke up this morning, I said, God, I hope he makes it to the show. I know he's going to be busy. I know they're going to protest. I know they're going to slow him down. And I also know the realities of politics. I know that his new advisors have moved him to the center. I've seen it. I've heard it. I've seen it happen. And I figured, look, at some point, I'm going to get a Michelle Bachmann happen to me. It's going to be the standard, you know, use the audience until you don't need them and then dump them. It hasn't happened yet. You'll be the first to know if it does happen. It hasn't happened yet. I feel if it was going to happen, it would have happened already. But I happen to feel Trump is a guy who's very loyal to those who are loyal to him. And I don't think he's going to forget the Savage Nation audience right through the election. That's what I feel. And I want to thank you for listening. I have another huge hour. I have enormous energy. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Oh! Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Tree, great music, great everything. Welcome to the program. If you missed the interview with Donald Trump, I'm going to replay it at 2:30, well, at 30 minutes after the hour, because we have so many different hours, different zones. Many people missed the whole interview and they want to hear it. It was probably the most important radio interview today. I'll just say today. Okay, why do I say it? How many radio interviews has Donald Trump given today in the midst of what's going on? Not too many. Why does he come on this show? Well, I'm nice to him, sure. But he's also honest with me, and I'm honest with him. He's direct with me, I'm direct with him. I'm the earliest supporter of his in the media. I always have been. I never guarded it. I never masked it. I didn't pretend I didn't. I wasn't taking sides. I told you from the front, from up front, right off the bat, he is the only candidate who I think can beat Hillary, number one. And number two, my message about borders, language, and culture is expressed as closely by him as by anybody else. I did look into Mr. Cruz's statements on immigration, and frankly, they're a little fuzzy. I see no mention of the specifics that I saw with Trump. Moreover, I've said it from the beginning, but it's a waste of time. He lost already. Cruz does not have the charisma to beat Hillary Clinton, let alone to beat Donald Trump. And I want to leave it at that. If you disagree with me, you're entitled to it. It's a free country. We don't have to burn each other's house down to disagree with each other. After all, we're not like those in the gutters of America who are trying to stop Trump from speaking. Now, when you hear the phrase, make America great again, and you hear him say he's going to rebuild the military, let me read a story to you that just came out. First on CNN, Russians barrel roll over another U.S. Air Force plane by Barbara Starr. Okay. A Russian Su-27 conducted a barrel roll today over the top of a U.S. Air Force RC-135, which was flying a recon mission in international airspace over the Baltic Sea. The Russian Su-27 approached alongside within 25 feet of the U.S. aircraft and then flew inverted over the top of the U.S. plane to the other side. Lieutenant Colonel Michelle L. Baldanza, Lieutenant Colonel, I can just imagine the war hero she is, a U.S. Army spokesmouth said in a statement. Baldanza said, the Su-27 intercepted the U.S. aircraft flying a routine route at high rate of speed from the side, then proceeded to perform an aggressive maneuver that posed a threat to the safety of the U.S. aircrew in the RC-35, or maybe they can report it to the U.N. The U.S. considers this a very unsafe aerial maneuver and is expected to voice its concerns to the Russians, a U.S. sissy told CNN. Can you imagine the United States Air Force on the Barry from Honolulu being reduced to this? Do you have any idea that this never would have happened if we had a muscular president instead of a patsy who lays down for our enemies and uses all of his hatred and vitriol and organizational genius against American citizens themselves? Can you imagine what this country will look like with a commander-in-chief who the men respect and who respects the men? Can you imagine what this country will be if Donald Trump wins the election? WMAL, Sue, Line 8, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Yes, Michael, I wanted to thank you so much for that exhilarating interview with Donald Trump. I was watching the motorcade on the television set as he's going to the tarmac, and I'm listening to you interview him, and I'm telling you, it's one of the most fantastic moments of media that I've ever experienced. And I want
to. It's an amazing story to think that all cameras of the world were on his motorcade after he finished his speech, and during that time, he was speaking with one person in the world, and that was me, to this audience. That is a news story unto itself. He was not speaking with anyone at Fox News. He was not speaking with anyone at CNN or MSNBC. Why do you suppose he chose to take that moment right after the speech to speak with this audience on this show? Well, it's because he knows that this is a loyal audience to him. Number one, it's a good political move. But there's more to it than that. And I think the more to it than that is the fact that he and I have a very special relationship in the sense that we speak from the heart and we don't mince words, and we don't read teleprompters, and we don't read scripts, and we don't send each other emails in advance of the conversation to talk about what we're going to talk about. It was as natural a conversation as you're going to ever hear in the political world today. I think that's what you heard today, Sue.
It is what I heard, and I also hear, in when he speaks and when you speak, I hear a real respect and love for this country and love for this for the citizens of this country. And when I had to watch him cross over a concrete barrier to get into that hotel to speak, while outside they're flying Mexican flags, and I have to watch my, you know, presidential candidate have to go through that just to be able to speak, but go through it he does. Because he is a real brave...
You know, that's right. Another candidate would have chickened out and gone back into his airplane and left. How many candidates would have jumped over a fence to continue his day instead of being intimidated by the illegitimate? I doubt very many would. I guarantee you they would have been whisked right back onto the airplane and flown away and disappointed all of their followers. But he didn't do that. It just shows you what he's going to do if he becomes president. He's going to stand up to these thugs, and they're going to wind up where they belong, which is behind bars for breaking the law.
Absolutely right. And breaking, jumping on those police cars last night, and just, they wouldn't do it if they didn't know they could get away with it. If they didn't know that...
That's right, because the whole liberal establishment in California has so caved into the SEIU and the illegitimate... I'll say it again, non-citizens who have been invited in here to trash our nation, they're treating it like an ashtray. And they've been invited to treat it like an ashtray, to put their cigarette butts out in our eyes. But let me tell you something, all things change, the pendulum swings, and when this pendulum swings back where it should be, they're going to be thrown back where they came from if they keep this up. And they better understand that what they've gotten away with so far is not what they're going to get away with if Donald Trump becomes president. But I think they already know that. I think they sense that, which is why they're panicking. They are screaming and yelling because they're afraid of him. And the reason they're afraid of him is because they know they're breaking the law, and they know that they should be spanked like the spoiled brats that they are, in plain English. No country on earth can survive the illegitimate of our time, who are trying to stop a legitimate candidate from speaking. Well, Sue, I thank you for calling me from Washington, D.C. on MAL. That brings us to 12 minutes after the hour. Let's go to WABC in New York. George, line 4, go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to reiterate something you said before. You said that you waited so long to accomplish what your purpose is in this whole mission, and this is your year. Just keep in mind, and I said this to your call screener, that Moses didn't start his mission until way late in life. So it's never too late to fulfill the purpose that you were put here to do. And that's what you're doing right now.
All right, I'll leave it at that. I don't want to comment on your comments because I think it would diminish what you just said. I believe it's true. I believe it's true. I mean, I've said that to people I know, and they've said it to me. The people who see me get discouraged sometimes, and they know about the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, and they say, keep on going because you're put here for this. And that's it. And if I can help get Trump over the finish line, then I will have had a very useful life in that regard. What happens after that is anyone's guess. Michael, WCFO, Georgia, thanks for calling the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Hey, great interview with Donald Trump. And I think Donald Trump is more motivated now. I mean, after the Colorado incident that went down, I think he got even more motivated to become president. And after last night and after the day two, I think he is really motivated to get into office and clean everything up.
Well, he's a fighter. See, he didn't get where he is by being someone who rolls over and gets intimidated very easily. He wrote the art of the deal. He's not going to be rolled over by a bunch of non-citizens and a bunch of maniacs whose arms are tied together. He jumped the fence. He did his speech. He got back. He got in the motorcade, heading to the plane. He called the Savage Nation literally right on time. He didn't let them interfere with his schedule. That's quite a mark of a man when you consider what other people probably would have done if they were under the same pressure.
Yes, sir. And I want to say I'm a black man. I'm ready to vote for Trump because I was on the fence between Cruz and Trump. But Colorado really pushed it over for me because a lot of black people don't understand that the middle class, not just white people at the lower level, but black people are really going to get hurt by Clinton because it's been a rodent for the last 10 years with black.
Well, not only, but Michael, I mean, I'll add to that on the economic level. When you bring in 4 million, 6 million, 10 million non-citizens to work in a nation. It pulls wages down for everyone, especially in the middle class. And that's definitely going to hit you right in the pocketbook. Michael, I'm sending you something for Mother's Day, even though you're a father, and that is Government Zero by Michael Savage. I know you'll love the book. It's more important today than it was the day it was published. We're going to take a very quick break. We're opening up lines at 855-407-282, 855-407-SAVAGE. If you want to look at a video, see a violent protester hit Trump, hitting Trump in the back of the head, one of the wonderful, kind people from La Raza, approaching a white man who was saying to them they were wrong, and as he turned to walk away, one of the brave gentlemen from La Raza punched him in the back of the head. There's your legitimate protesters. There are the values that you talk about. What hypocrisy? Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CO-I-N. And a good Friday to all of you who are still listening to the program and to this third hour. Now, remember the Target boycott that started because of the tranny bathroom thing? And you notice how the left thought that they controlled everything and everyone with their boycotts and their riots and their boycott? The Target boycott crossed 1 million signers. The Target stock has sunk by $1.5 billion. This shows you that America has moved drastically in the other direction, that the pendulum has swung away from the fanatic in the White House and his illegitimate street protesters. More than 1 million people have signed the boycott pledge against Target stores following the secretive decision by executives to open all of their stores' bathrooms and changing rooms to people of both sexes. 1 million people have signed it. The stock has tanked by $1.5 billion. And the fact of the matter is that America has moved to the other side. The day of the radical left controlling everything that goes on in this country is over. It's over at the ballot box. It's over in the stock market. It's over in radio. It's over in television. It's over in advertising. And the only people who don't know it are the people in radio, television, and advertising. The country has moved away from those fanatics who have controlled virtually everything that you hear and see, and control everybody in the media with threats, internal and external. But the country has moved in the other direction. The people are moving away from this small, small group of people who control the media. Everyone knows it except those who control the media. The country itself knows it. That's why Trump is soaring. And that's why the rioters are being seen for the criminals that they actually are. Anyway, this Target story is amazing. It started with only a few Christian groups. The boycott was only announced on April 20th. That's 9 days ago. One day after Target revealed its decision to favor its few transgender customers and staff over the rest of the entire population. 1 in 2,400 adults change their names to match names used by the other sex. That's 1 in 2,400. They change their entire bathroom policy because of the LGBT agenda, and those who run the LGBT agenda are ramming it down people's throats. And they're calling anyone who wants it the way they see it a hater or a bigot. The same thing you're hearing about Donald Trump. Anyone who wants to vote for Trump is called a hater or a bigot. But the fact of the matter is that we have a secret ballot in the United States of America. And many people who say, oh, they're not going to vote for Trump, they don't believe in his message of division, they don't believe in building a wall, they don't believe in deporting Muslims, or rather preventing them from emigrating to America, they don't believe in rebuilding the military, they're going to go and vote for Trump behind that curtain, I can guarantee you, because they know what's going on, and they don't want to give their country away so quick. That's what I think. Now, we're going to be moving to the bottom of the hour in only a few minutes. The time is just flying on this Friday. It's going to be a very, very interesting weekend for me. And I'm going to replay the Trump interview in a few minutes when I come back. For those of you who missed it, or those of you who want to capture it again, it's a very important interview. I would say of all of the interviews I've done with Donald Trump, although it was not the most substantive in terms of policy positions, it was strategically the most important interview I've ever done on the Savage Nation for many different reasons, and I think you can figure them out. Here he was blocked from entering a hotel by the illegitimate left. He went through a fence or over a fence in a business suit to get to that meeting. He kept his word to his supporters. He kept his word to my audience by getting back on time to his limo and calling you from the limo. And then he called me. He could have blown the interview off. I could have gotten an email from his staffer saying, I'm sorry, Donald would love to have been on, but because of the protests and this, I would have accepted it. You would have accepted it. But it tells you a lot of things about this guy. He's true to his word. He was true to me. He was true to you. It says a lot. And here were the cameras of the world on the motorcade, going from the hotel back to his airplane. And the cameras are on the motorcade. You can't see or hear Donald Trump. And guess what old Donald Trump is doing while the whole world is watching his car? He's in the car on a cell phone. And who is he talking to? He's talking to you through me. That tells you something. That was a news story. He could have been talking to the President of the United States. He could have been talking to Rince Priebus. He could have been talking to Ted Cruz. He could have been talking to, I don't know, anybody. But he chose to talk with me because he's loyal to people who are loyal to him. He's the kind of guy that never forgets a friend, as sure as I'm standing here. I don't know him that well. I told you I met him once or twice. I have a feeling that after this election, I'm going to get to know him a lot better. He's very loyal to people who are loyal to him, and I can guarantee you he never forgets his enemies. I can guarantee you, as I stand here, I can tell you the kind of man I think he is. If he succeeded in New York with those high-rises, I mean, you ever been to Manhattan? Have you seen the Trump Towers here, the Trump Towers there? Wherever you go in the world, you see a Trump this, a Trump that. Do you think they get built by accident? Have you tried to build a wall in your backyard if you have a suburban house? Have you seen the planning involved with the planning commission and the building commission and the neighborhood commission just to build a wall? Well, he's built these monumental skyscrapers in the toughest, most Byzantine city in the world. And therefore, I got to tell you, he must have met some of the most slippery characters the world has ever seen.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282, SAVAGE.
Donald Trump is with us. Mr. Trump, welcome. You survived the assault today. Donald, how do you put up with this? How do you feel having to sneak into an event in the United States of America when illegitimate non-citizens try to block you? What does that do to you?
Well, it's terrible. I mean, you have Lion Ted Cruz trying to... He's got millions of votes less than me, hundreds of delegates less, and they try and steal an election. It's a rigged system, but I have so much more that I think we get it right on the first ballot, Mike. We're going to get it right on the first. We're way over, so... We're going to get it.
I understand what's going on, and he's the only one who doesn't know he lost. Apparently, he and Carly Fiorina think that they're still in the game, and we know that. I hate to go into it, but Carly is living in another universe. She was a terrible businesswoman. She was fired after laying off 30,000 workers. What are they holding her up as a great business genius for?
Well, you know, when she was a candidate, she had the one good debate, but that wasn't against me. That was on the other stage. You remember that. And she had the one good debate. She got onto the main stage, and right after that, her numbers went down, and she got off with about nothing, I think 0-1 and or something like that. I mean, whatever, but it wasn't much. I don't know what impact she'll have. I think that the deal they made with Kasich is a horrible deal, which is already broken up. I mean, that's an insult to the people of Iowa, that deal.
Donald, I heard your America First speech. I was moved by it. So are people I know who were very, very unemotional about politics. They called me and they said that was one of the greatest speeches I ever heard. Everyone said, he was a different guy. Of course you were a different guy. You were reading a speech that was very important, that every word was going to be analyzed. One of the things you said was that you were going to make the NATO nations pay their fair share, which I totally agree with. I studied this. Some of them pay 0.1%. How do you actually think how would you get NATO nations to pay their fair share for the defense of NATO?
Ask them, Michael. You know, that's what I do. I mean, you got to get them. You got to get them in order. You got to say, look, we're not going to protect you. We can't be taken advantage of anymore, Michael. We have, in NATO, they have 28 nations. We can't be taken advantage of with many of these nations getting protection, not even paying what they're supposed to be paying as per agreement. And all of that's going to stop, and so many other things are going to stop, that we're going to make great trade deals, and we'll make our nation rich again. You know, China and all of these countries that we deal with on trade have just ripped us to a point where we're a debtor nation. We owe $19 trillion. And then the NATO nations, many of those nations, and I mean really many, they're not paying what they're supposed to. So they think the United States is led by maybe stupid people or weak people, and they won't ask. But I'll be asking for the back pay also.
I don't blame you. You know, Mr. Trump, I wrote a little article about your speech, and I said that you have been misinterpreted as an isolationist by globalists. And I described your philosophy as America first. And I said, Mr. Trump's foreign policy is based more on making America's interest dominant, not subservient. Isn't that more or less it?
100%. I'm not an isolationist, but I don't want to do business if we're going to lose $500 billion. You know, we have a trade deficit with China, $505 billion. Okay, $505 mm-hmm. billion.
Mm-hmm.
Balance it. It's got to be balanced. I mean, we're not looking for the end of the world, but it's got to be balanced. And I'm not an isolationist, Michael, at all. You know that. But I'm a person that wants fairness for our country and for our people and for our taxpayers. And we just can't continue to go on like this. And I want fairness.
I understand. And I wrote this, Donald. Instead of provoking Russia, as Obama has done, Trump wants peace, prosperity, and trade with Russia. Instead of carrying the entire defense costs of NATO, Trump wants NATO member nations to pay their fair share of defense costs. One of the biggest things to me is this issue with Russia. The most insane policy I've ever seen in my life is Obama goading Russia, calling Putin Hitler. You certainly want to reverse that. Isn't that correct?
Well, look, you know, Russia can do a lot of good for us. I mean, when I heard 6 months ago they wanted to bomb the hell out of ISIS, and maybe they had other things in mind also, because, you know, they have a different view on Syria than our so-called leaders. And, you know, frankly, they ought to start thinking, our people ought to start rethinking their whole policy. But ISIS, they want to bomb, and we have people saying we don't want them to bomb ISIS. And I'm saying, what are these people thinking about? First of all, do you know how expensive it is? I mean, so expensive that Russia sort of left a little bit earlier, I think earlier than they were going to. And I'll bet you that was a cost problem. But
yes.
The thing, Michael, wouldn't it be great if we got along with Russia? You know, Putin said very nice things about me. It has zero influence. He actually called me a genius, but that's okay. Has zero influence on me, Michael, zero. But if we can make good deals, and you know what? If we can't, I'll know almost instantaneously, and I walk from the table. Unlike us, we never walk from the table with the Iran deal. You know, we don't walk. We never walk. We just keep agreeing whatever they want.
Donald, I said your speech is very simple. It's called America First, contrasting with Obama's mantra, which is America Last. And the fact of the matter is, Obama has abandoned our friends and bowed to our enemies, as I've said for years. You said the same thing. He supported the ouster of a friendly regime in Egypt that had a long-standing peace treaty with Israel, and then helped bring the Muslim Brotherhood to power in its place. You happen to be one of the great supporters of Israel. Donald, where do you go from here? Where are you flying to now?
Well, now I'll be going back to Indiana, and we're doing great there. We're getting wonderful poll numbers. We have unbelievable people. We had, as you know, we had Bobby Knight endorse me yesterday, and he's fantastic. A real champion, a real winner. And I'll be really focusing right now. Right now I'm in Los Angeles and I'm in San Francisco back and forth, but I'm going to Indiana. We're going to focus there, and I'll be leaving there on Tuesday. And then I'll be coming to various other states where we're campaigning. So it's a lot of work, but the end result is we're going to make America great again, and we're going to make it maybe greater than ever before.
Donald, before you go, and I know this is a busy, busy day, and I know how important this show is to me and to you, because you're going to win in California. What do the numbers look like in California for you? Are you ahead of Mr. Cruz at this time?
Well, I just saw the last poll came out. We were at 48% compared to the other two were in the 20s. And so that's a big gap. And we're also doing very well in Indiana. Indiana looks really good too. So,
well, Donald, he's whining and dining the delegates. That's a real issue of the rigged system. How are you going to overcome the delegates who can be bought for a cheap meal?
Well, they're only being bought for the second, third, fourth, fifth ballots. They can't be bought for the first because I won them. But
good. Incredible. Well, Donald, we hope you win in California, and I'll help you in Indiana, because I have five stations in Indiana. I'm in it to the end. I want to see you in the presidency. It's very important that we do make America number one again, and I know you're the only man to do it. And I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of this hectic, hectic, crazy day for joining us on the Savage Nation, and good luck today, tomorrow, and into the future.
Thank you, Michael. I really appreciate it, and we'll win, and we're going to do a great job. You'll be very proud. And thank you very much, Michael.
You're very, very welcome.
Savage.
Did you notice at the end of the interview, he concluded by saying, you'll be very proud? Did you? I just heard that for the first time because I was so caught up in the interview when I did it. And I was not thinking as quickly as I am right now about all of the details of radio history that was made. And make no mistake about it, you won't read about it in any website. You just heard radio history being made for many reasons, which I'll tell you about later or Monday. But he just said, you'll be very proud. Think about what that means. He's making a commitment to me and my audience to follow through on what he's promised, basically. He's also making a commitment to rebuilding America. He's saying that I will follow through on it and you'll be very proud. Did he mean of me, meaning of himself? Or did he say you'll be very proud for America? Probably both. So he just said that. I never hear candidates talk like that, if you think about it. Very interesting, by the way. KSFO, Ken, line three, go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Dr. Savage, I want to thank you for making radio history.
The key words are, I made radio history, and I know that. You won't be reading about it on Breitbart or any of the other sites that cover every detail of the media. For some reason, they have it in for me. I don't know. But I have my audience right now, and it's a loyal audience that's 22 years in the making. It's not going anywhere. And wherever I may be, they will be there for me. And I want to say this. Do you know why I just made radio history? Can anyone listening to this show who's a radio fanatic who understands the media, do you understand what just happened on this radio program today with this interview? This was not an ordinary day. This was not an ordinary interview. This was not just another puff piece with Donald Trump, as you will probably read by bloggers who are paid for by those in the media who are jealous of me. This was something very big. And why was it radio history? Whoever answers that in the most literate manner will win a Quinilla today. You're going to get a free copy of Government Zero and of Teddy and Me. I think a Quinilla is three, isn't it? I'm not a gambling man. When I was 18, I had a friend that was an inveterate, degenerate gambler. He used to talk about quinillas. I don't even know what it was. Okay, time for another call. WFTL in Florida. My friends in Florida. I love that station. It's up in West Palm Beach. Sylvia, line 8. What's on your mind, Sylvia? Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Savage. I'm so thrilled to be able to speak to you. I am a recovering liberal. I am not a citizen. 48 hours ago, I ended up applying to become a citizen of the United States of America. I dropped off my application, sent it off, so I'm so excited because I want to vote. I want to vote for Donald Trump. I'm so excited.
What's your country of origin? It can't be Mexico.
I'm from Canada. Oh, my husband, I just arrived home, forgive me. My husband is here right now. He's a Republican, pro.
Okay, go. Thank you very much. So listen to this to show you how wonderful your president is and what a law-abiding, nice man he is. You know he's an honest. Here's the beautiful part. Donald Trump is the most law-abiding, America-loving candidate of the pack, and he's painted as a racist and a hater and a this and a that. Obama is such a great weasel and such a great con man, and he so owns the media that all of his crimes and illegitimate acts are painted as compassionate acts. Listen to what this man is about to do. Your hair will stand up. Adam Shaw, FoxNews.com. U.S. weighing under-the-radar routes for Syrian refugees. That means Muslims. The Obama administration appears to be bowing to international pressure and pursuing under-the-radar alternative ways to bring in more Syrian and other refugees as soon as this year. The latest indication is that this administration, this criminal administration, is preparing to take in more than the 10,000 Syrian Muslims this year it already has committed to, following a March 30th high-level meeting in Geneva, Switzerland, with unelected New World Order men, governed by the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. I don't have to tell you what I think of that. At the meeting, attended by State Department officials, UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, called for countries to pursue alternative avenues for refugees. Are you ready for this? In other words, instead of bringing them in through a democratic process, through a legitimate immigration process, this, oh, I wish this wasn't a family show. This Filippo Grande of the New World Order UN wants countries to pursue, quote, alternative avenues to bring them in under the radar, such as, are you ready for this? Student and work visas, expanded family reunification programs. These pathways can take many forms, says the new communist. Not only resettlement, but also more flexible mechanisms for family reunification, including extended family members, mobility schemes, student visa and scholarships. Listen to this, scholarships for Syrian Muslims, as well as visas for medical reasons. Your grandfather's rotting in a nursing home while a Syrian Muslim will be given a medical visa. Your daughter is working two jobs for a scholarship, and they're going to throw scholarships at these third worlders. This followed an unknown advisor suggesting that the university, the United States, here it is, here's the punchline, that the United States government ask universities to offer scholarships to Syrian students and to help Syrian Americans bring in their extended families outside the, quote, time-consuming refugee resettlement process. My friends, we have not only an illegitimate government, we have a rogue criminal government about to break every law in the land. And while he is doing so, the wonderful folks who have given you Barack Obama will give you the big lie that he's doing it in the name of compassion. How's that for the new America? This is the Savage Nation, back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUICOIN. Only 2 minutes left from this extraordinary day when radio history was made on the program, and I want to go to Bob on KSFO, who I think has a very important point to make. Bob, what is that point?
Michael, I'm a psychologist. I spent a lot of time listening to people's voices. I couldn't believe it when I heard Donald say to you, you'll be proud of me. It sounded like a man was talking to his father looking for approval. He really values you, I can tell you.
You know, that's amazing. His father, Fred, died a long time ago, so I read. I didn't know what was in that, you'll be proud of me. It almost did sound like he was referring to me as a father figure, now that you mention it.
Yeah, it was very, very moving. Very moving. It was.
I didn't know I had that much gray hair. I better look in the mirror a little more closely.
Nah, you don't have any gray hair.
Well, I have a lot of black hair on my soul, I got to tell you that. Look, I don't know what he meant by you'll be proud of me, but it was an odd statement coming from a presidential candidate speaking to a media figure who he doesn't really know. He only knows me through the media. I told you, and I'll say it again, we met face-to-face once or twice, very briefly, so he knows what I look like, and now he says you'll be proud of me. What do you think he meant by that?
I think he values you, he admires you, he values what you think of him. And
well, that's very succinct. Maybe I need you as a shrink. I better get your email after the show. I think I ought to go to your office to get my ego stroked a little bit. My therapist doesn't even listen to my radio show. That's why I have no therapist.
Okay. Here you go, sir.
That's like a Groucho Marx. I would only have a therapist who listens to me, but since no therapists listen to talk radio, that's why I have no therapist. Now, it's very interesting. Yeah, you'll be proud of me. I thought he was referring to his message, and he's going to be true to it, and we'll be proud of him for that, but you turned it around to making it something much more personal.
I think it was. Bob, I really do.
Bob, let me send you, I'm going to send you, since you're a psychologist, a book for the office, Teddy and Me, because I don't want to put government zero in there and make people even more neurotic and more anxious and cause palpitations. Teddy and Me on the way to you. God, thanks for listening, everybody. I'm sure you'll be proud of me.
Savage.